There was plenty of food, but dinner time was extremely noisy in Johnny's house. Why, it was as if a volcano was exploding at dinner time. As soon as the food hit the table, the children shouted and complained. "Tommy's apple pie is bigger than mine. Why are we having apple juice again?" All that noise gave Johnny a headache, so he would take his dinner outside and escape to his favorite spot, the apple orchard. There, Johnny felt at home. Young Johnny grew all kinds of plants in the apple orchard. He grew so many plants that he often had to give them away. After all, who needed 300 zucchinis? But the settlers had a problem. Their land was rocky and the soil was dry. They could not grow crops like Johnny. What could they do? Johnny taught them that plants needed only three main ingredients: sunshine, good soil, and water. He showed them how to water their plants and to make their soil richer. Chapter 2: The Young Apple Man. As he grew older, Johnny loved apples more and more. It seemed that all Johnny talked about was apples. And if he wasn't talking about them, he was dreaming about them. Now, some people might say that Johnny was obsessed by apples, but we think he just plain loved them. But apples were not the only thing Johnny loved. He also loved to travel. But as he was dirt poor, how could Johnny travel? Well, he just began walking. At first, he sauntered around town, but then he took long, long walks. Soon, Johnny walked hundreds of miles without even getting tired, and everywhere he walked, Johnny took his apples with him.